What had Kerr told him once about consoles? They'd had a blade machine pack up. The canopy had been open because Johnny didn't need breathe gas, and a torrent of dirt had come spraying down on the console, and the blade machine wouldn't start afterward. Oh, yes. Kerr had said to leave it, that he'd get an engineer on it. Not a mechanic, but an engineer. And an engineer had come down and disconnected the console and taken it off to an underground workshop with a small traveling crane. Johnny had been more interested in the crane at the time. The cranes had magnetic plates in a circle with springs between them. They didn't have any motors. The arms of the crane moved by applying power to the magnets. Johnny wished he had watched when they pulled the console out. What had he done before the Tonep arrived? Let's see. He had loosened the top plate screws. Cyclos once in a while used screws. Most of the time, they just annealed metal with a molecular adhesion-cohesion blade. But they were a bit unusual. He now took all the screws out and lifted off the plate. The screws went into a black material that held, on its underside, all the complex components of the console. The screws. They must connect something to something in addition to holding the cover on. But he couldn't find any switch. They just seemed to be screws. But turning one or another of them had certainly disabled this console. He put it back together. He looked at another console and found the angle the screws were supposed to be set at. He set the Basher's console screws at the same angle. It would not start again, no matter what he did. It must be the screws. When that blade scraper quit, maybe a dirt clod had hit a screw and turned it. He went through all the motions for the fifth time, trying to align screws. But that was it. He had a dead motor Basher tank. Johnny finally gave it up. He went down to the lake and threw rocks at the crocodiles. Then he became ashamed of himself for teasing the beasts. They were very amiable creatures compared to Turl. A tri-wheeler came down from Sir Robert, who wanted to tell Johnny it was unwise to be in the open without air cover. The visitors might send somebody down.
Would you like to shoot a cyclo?
Johnny asked a startled messenger. Damn, Turl. Damn, all cyclos! And it wasn't any comfort to know that thousands of races had been saying the same thing for 302,000 years. He'd have to think of something. Some plan. No matter how desperate or dangerous. Or this planet was finished.